you say anything to them or have a direct impact on a person, that could mess with the future.
It just, like, in a way, just felt like it just never ended. The fun never ended. So I only really wear it if the weather is cool enough and, you know, I'm not doing anything too crazy.
All right, lads, welcome back to Inside MC, the part of the podcast where I sit down with an amazing guest every single week. And I keep saying the part of the podcast because it's a habit. It's the only podcast now because Midweek MC has ended. Either way, it's fine. We are joined today with someone who's very cool, someone who was unbearably hard to do research for. Am I right, Roman? I don't know if you listen, but it was very, very hard. I am joined with Song Lee.
Hello. Hi, I am Song Lee.
What would you prefer I call you? Do you want me to full name you Song Lee? Should I call you Song?
You can call me Song.
Okay, Song works. You don't rock with S Dog, do you?
You know, you can do whatever. people call me whatever. Some people just call me Lee, and I'm just like, okay.
Lee. Hey guys, I'm Lee.
Yeah, you know, at this point, anything that's remotely similar to my IGN, I'm just like, huh? What do you want? You need anything? You cold?
Mel, come in today, Song. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm good. We're both a little bit under the weather.
Oh, yeah. You and me both, though.
Hopefully, by the time this podcast comes out next Friday, we'll probably be feeling a bit better. But maybe not.
I'm hoping. Oh my gosh. If I'm still sick, I think I would just, I don't know, I would just retire early.
At the ripe age of 20?
I just turned 21.
Oh, you're the same. Oh my gosh, you're the same age as me. Oh my god. Oh yeah, it was your birthday literally this month.
Yeah, I turned 21 on the 9th.
I knew that. I was just testing to make sure you remembered.
Yeah, no, my crippling dementia sometimes can just go crazy.
Well, speaking of that, I always had to give the intro for you to let us know who you are. Perfect transition. Who are you? What do you do? And if you have a fun fact, it can either be about yourself or about anything in general, you're cool.
Hi. Okay. All right. Hi. I'm Song or Song Lee. You can call me either. I am a Twitch streamer, but hopefully... I am trying to get into YouTube. I just really suck at editing. So, you know, it's been very trial and error for me. But yeah, I am a Twitch streamer and a Twitter op. And I am just silly. And a fun fact about me is that my left arm decided to divorce me whenever I was born and just did not like ever come back. So yeah, I'm kind of missing my left arm.
Is that like when you say something, like, was it like literally birth? It happened.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to touch on that today to the extent of however comfortable you are with it. I would let you do most of the talking. I'll ask questions here and there. We are going to save it, though. I feel like it's a pretty cool talking point. However, I want to get the more boring stuff out the way. Alrighty. There's one question I am dying to ask, though.
Yes.
Why are your Twitch VODs not public?
My Twitch VODs are... Okay. So, I always have this random fear that people are like, I'm going to get clipped. And it's just like going to be very like weird or somebody's going to take it out of context. Like I've seen that happen so many times and I'm just like, especially because I've been trying to start to stream with face cam a little bit more instead of my little PNG tuber.
Yeah.
That I'm just like, you know, it's just comfort.
Like a safety net for you then.
Yeah, it is kind of like a safety net because then like, you know, people have to be there to see my VODs. Or not my VODs, but my lives. And
notifications on there's... diehard Song Lee fan I'll become.
Yeah.
Even I whip out the camera just to record the stream on my phone. Easy.
Oh, you know, yeah, touche. If somebody actually was that dedicated, you know, touche. Like at that point, you did it, bro. Like good on you, I guess. Want a trophy? I can give you a rock, maybe put a smiley face on it.
Oh please. No, I would love that. I'm hopefully gonna come to TwitchCon US next year. So if I do and so do you again, then you can give me the smiley face rock. I'm not gonna record you for it, but I still want the smiley face rock nonetheless, if that's okay.
Yeah, totally. Next year at the TwitchCon soccer game. I'll give you a rock with a smiley face.
And I'll kick it instead of the football.
You know, oh my gosh, the amount of times where I feel like somebody was going to take my head off during that soccer game because of the freaking ball. I've had to, I I ducked at least like 7 times.
Weren't you casting that?
Yeah, I was. I was commentating and it was really fun. Really last minute, but really, really fun. And I am hoping that I'll be able to commentate the next one as well or the next US one. So yeah.
How did you get that gig?
So the ref, Venna, is one of my good friends, and we were just like hanging out that day on TwitchCon, and I was just like, hey, can I go with you to the soccer game, because my other friends that are going later, and I kind of just want to be there for like the full thing, because I just wanted to, I don't know. And she was like, yeah, sure, since, you know, since she was refing, she had to be there early anyways, and I was just like, perfect, I can get the best seat. And then Poundy was over talking to Venna and was just like, yeah, so you good with commentating, reffing, and controlling the camera? And Venna was like, can I get some help with that? You know, is there like some assistance I can get? And Poundy was just like, does anybody want to help? And I was just like, I can. Like, why not? And I didn't really know exactly what that entailed, but then I did it. And Poundy was just like, yeah, just like kind of commentate and stuff. And I was just like, oh, okay. Okay. And seriously. And that day I was literally wearing the perfect shirt for it. It was a cat shirt and it said Meow Meow Certified Yapper. And it was the best shirt ever. And I still have it. I love that shirt.
So
but yeah.
How did the name Songli come to be?
Okay, there's history to my name. So much history. It actually, my first ever IGN or like handle I went by was Songbird with like a bunch of numbers at the end, because obviously I couldn't get just that. And Songbird was a Marvel superhero that I really liked as a kid. Like, I just adored her. She was like a villain turned superhero, you know, kind of the redemption arc. And so like, I was just obsessed with her as a kid. And so I was just like, I'm gonna call myself that. And then eventually I kind of just thought like all the numbers at the end was cringe and everything with like Songbird and stuff and like little spin-offs of it was just taken. So then eventually I just was like thinking, and I remembered like a nickname a lot of my friends at the time called me was Songy for some reason, just like Songy with like a Y, and I'm just like, oh, okay. And so I was just like, I kind of put that and that was taken. I was like, damn. And then for some reason I was just like thinking of just like, what about like kind of just like a ripoff, just like musically, just like Songly, you know, kind of still has that same like a ring but just like with an ly. And then I was just like, you know what, that works. And I changed it to that and then never looked back.
Why the Ubu at the end of your Twitter name then? I know you probably couldn't have got Songly, but why did you have to add that of all things?
Out of all things, because I thought it was funny. I literally did it because it was funny and I couldn't think of anything else clever. So yeah, I mean, yeah.
Fair enough.
I just couldn't be creative. And I was just like, you know what? People will have to just really think about following me or not with the uwu at the end. So, you know, I took it. I took the gamble.
So you have Songli on... So Songli is your base name, but then you have obviously Songli uwu like everywhere, right? I think even Twitch is Songli uwu. Oh, Twitch is just Songli.
No.
Oh, God, that's lucky.
Yeah.
You must have made your account years ago then.
Yes. I made my account in 2019, actually. Like, the second I changed my handle, I changed all, where I made a new Twitch account and everything. And yeah, but, you know, I also have the Minecraft name, and I was just like, perfect. I also, on an alt, have the Minecraft name Songy as well, but with an IE at the end.
Do you know what I would do if I could go back in time? Everyone's always like, I would go back and I would explore history, or I'd go back and I'd bet on a lottery. Do you know what I'd do? I would go back and I would claim a bunch of Minecraft content creators' Twitters at, and then I'd sell them all. That's like,
you know?
So smart. Go back, make about 50 emails, not just Minecraft even, you can get like Lud Chadwick, you can get Tommy Yinnit, you can get loads of, I'm not going to say names just in case I say a wrong controversial name, a lot of creators who have blown up over the last few years. When Twitter was good, yeah. Sell it for millions, or at least thousands. I don't even need to make massive profit. To sell each one for £1,000, that's 50 grand. Bang. So,
heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Because betting on a game or whatever, you have to remember it, right? And even then, that bet's not going to always bring you loads of money unless you put loads of money down. And then knowing your luck, you putting a bet down could influence the game, right? Especially if it's like a rigged game or whatever, because people do rig gambling sometimes. But selling an account to a Minecraft or just a content creator you know is about to blow up, easy.
Yeah, no, that's easy money. Honestly, what I would do, I'd probably go back in time and make a bet with like a bunch of them as kids. Just be like, yo, wouldn't it be funny if you ended up blowing up on this site? You want to bet like $5,000?
The issue with that though, right, is if you tell them that, or if you have a direct impact, this is how I've always seen it, right? If you say anything to them or have a direct impact on a person, that could mess with the future. For instance, if someone went back to me in time and went, oh yeah, say like Inside MC blows up, right, and gets millions of views or whatever in the year 2027, and someone comes back to me in 2022 and goes, yeah, that podcast you just started, that's about to blow up, right? Then I wouldn't have got the night shift job, and I would have carried on doing the podcast, and the podcast would have flopped because I was meant to have that break. But because I didn't have that break, then I altered the future because I altered myself in the past. Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, no, I get that.
So I wouldn't say anything to them, otherwise you're just, what's it called? That kind of, you could possibly mess with the future.
Yeah.
Easy.
Not real. Just like, I don't know.
Sorry, I made that really deep and philosophical. No, that's definitely not a word.
Philosophical?
Philosophical. I can't really speak sometimes. Apologies.
No, it's okay. It's There's okay. Same I here.
Say. I get the idea. Like, I get halfway there and then the rest I just throw.
Yeah. No, there's definitely some words for me that I cannot pronounce.
what about Minecraft then? Why did you decide to start playing Minecraft?
Okay, so as a kid, like, this kind of sounds sad at first. Oh my gosh, there I go, freaking struggling.
You know, you're just trying to make me feel better.
Yeah, no, but like, as a kid, like, I did not really have that many friends, so I was just like kind of like alone. And my older cousin at the time, I saw him playing on his phone this silly little game called Minecraft, and I was just like, yo mom and dad, can I get this game on my tablet? And they're like, sure. And I was just like, yeah. And I started playing Minecraft Pocket Edition like back in 2010. It was crazy. And then and a few years down the line, I got like super into Minecraft, like YouTube content, like back in the golden age, I will say, like Dan TDM, you know, peak Minecraft videos back in the day, you know. And sorry, I mentioned Dan TDM and I get all nostalgic. I'm just like, Dr. Traoris, yes. But I got super into that and I realized, like, oh, you can't do the stuff they do on Pocket Edition. And I figured out that it existed on computer. And for the longest time, my parents were like, no, you're not allowed to have a computer. Internet people are a big no-no, like, no. And it took a few years of begging and me just constantly stealing my cousin. Like, at the time, I lived really close to my cousin, so I'd constantly, like, steal his computer or play on his computer to play Minecraft. And so, it got to the point where, you know, my parents were just like, oh, fine, kind of cave in, because my cousin was just like, you keep on stealing my computer, stop it. And I was just like, I'm sorry, I wanna play block game. And so my parents were just like, fine, here, take a laptop. And I took it. I was just like, heck yeah. You know, I got a MacBook Air. It was great. And so then I got Minecraft on the computer and I started learning about like servers and all of that after being into like mods for a long time, because I watched a lot of mod showcases. So I started playing like mods and then I learned about servers and then I learned about this silly little server, Hypixel.
I don't think that's little. Yeah. I think you're lying. Hypixel isn't really that little. It's actually one of the biggest Minecraft servers.
at the time, that was actually Mindplex. Okay, excuse you. At the time, it was the king itself, Mindplex. May it rest in peace, I think. I don't know. There's like some word it was like reviving, but I don't know what happened there.
I actually had them on the podcast, and then this was like last year now, actually, like March last year, and there's not really been anything I've heard since.
Oh gosh, Mindplex went dark. No, come back. I miss Mindplex.
R.I.P. Mindplex. No. Well done, Hype. I don't
know. but then like I started playing Hypixel, and at the time I enjoyed party games. I was really into party games, and that's how I just kind of started meeting people, and that's how I kind of started, or how I kind of got into my first guild. And so yeah. I don't know if like
what even really is Hypixel guilds. I've never really understood the concept.
Hypixel guilds are just like, so a lot of guilds are like for specific game modes, are just like people who like really enjoy Skywars, for example, and there's like a lot of like guilds for that. But then there's like guilds, like variety guilds, that kind of just accept people from all different little communities, the little niches that Hypixel has, because, you know, there's the classic game niche, which is a really just tight niche, and then there's the Bedwars one, which is huge, and then the Skywars ones, and so like and so it's just like, in a way, it's just practically, it's just meeting other people in a way. It's like being able to connect and meet other people and being able to play with other people, enjoying the same games you like. And yeah, and you can just like have a community to level up your guild. You can unlock like guild, like cosmetic stuff, like changing your guild tag color, unlocking exclusive little emotes you can put by it and stuff. And there's also like exclusive Hypixel cosmetics you can get by like being in a guild and reaching certain levels and stuff.
What are some of your, do you have some good memories from that time then?
Oh yeah, I have some great memories from that time. Definitely just like a lot of just like, I don't know, it's almost like a blur, because like in reality, you know, it wasn't like super duper long ago, but for me it feels like, I don't know, I feel like I'm an 8-year-old man sometimes. Just like I feel like I've lived so many lifetimes. But yeah, no, I have some awesome memories, and I have been in a total of 4 different guilds. So, and I happen to, or I also ended up owning one for a bit, and it got pretty high up in the leaderboards for it too, and that was pretty cool.
Why did you end up stopping?
Mainly because school. I got really busy, you know. The staff that I had were also getting busy with school, you know. We were all just kind of growing up, didn't have the time, and, you know, kind of sad, but, like, it's just, growing up sucks.
As time goes on, and I no longer am jobless, I don't have time to run my own Minecraft guild.
Yeah.
Not to say people who run guilds are jobless, but, I still run a Minecraft podcast and I work. The point is, right, your priorities kind of go elsewhere depending on what you're passionate about. And then once you start working, you kind of lose passion in certain things because of the tiredness and because of the
work.
Yeah, that's the one. So not jobless in a rude way, jobless in a heartfelt way, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, just like, you're still in that era of just being able to enjoy yourself.
What about SMP content? You played in Maze SMP for a while, I'm pretty sure.
I did. I was in, or what is Maze SMP?
I was about to say that, yeah.
Well. Have you ever heard of the series called Maze Runner?
Oh my god, I love the first Maze Runner. I've never been able to bring myself to watch the other one, so.
Anyways, it's an SMP based on that pretty awesome, pretty cool series. And yeah, so pretty much I ended up playing a character that was just literally named after myself, which was Mei Song. And it was a 2-week long SMP. And let's just say, I never got so invested into like being a character as I did in that SMP. and I was a theater kid, so that's saying something.
What are some of your favorite memories from that then?
Oh my gosh, my favorite memories, definitely a lot of like off-stream stuff, like because a lot of times whenever we'd all like end the lore streams, we would all just sit around and just talk. Or just make jokes. Or just, like, start, like, I don't know, making jokes about, like, what just happened. And even we were, like, theorizing just, like, oh, you know, what's gonna happen next? Do you think this is gonna happen? And it was just really awesome. Because, it just, like, in a way, it just felt like it just never ended. The fun never ended, in a way, because we're just constantly all together for those 2 weeks. We are just always talking. That, like, everybody in the SMP, we are all just, like, kind of like a big family, in a way.
Oh, and this was the Maze SMP, right?
Yes.
I loved Maze Runner.
Yeah, nine.
I actually rewatch it sometimes. I know people aren't really too big of a fan of it, but I actually quite liked it. It was good, like, brain stim. I don't really know why, but it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I enjoy it.
I guess then, well, it was time to move on to the big topic. Unless you had, did you have anything more like, I guess, like casual conversation that you wanted to bring about? Like anything like that? Because obviously, like I mentioned at the start, and it was part joke, but also very, very true. It was almost impossible to do research on you. To the point where, and I will admit this, I actually, for the first time ever, had to ask the guests to give me topics. Because I couldn't find anything, and neither could Roman. So there's probably like quite a bit more stuff that I don't know about you. Is there anything else that like you wanted to talk about?
I mean, for me, I guess I was also very into like the Bedwars community niche in Hypixel. I ended up like, personally, I ended up getting about 700 stars.
Oh jeez, but that's a lot.
Yeah, I kind of had a problem. My Hypixel 2020 was very, I had like over like 100 days in Hypixel. It was so bad. It was so bad. COVID Songly was going through it. But I was super into the Bedwars community, and I knew like a lot of Bedwars people and also like content creators that kind of just like started off on Bedwars and kind of risen into being like really popular people they are today. And I don't know, it's just like, I kind of, my favorite thing talking about that time is being able to be like, yeah, like I kind of like, I knew them before they were this, kind of just like amazing to watch that growth of other people. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, for in a way I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like a proud like sibling in a way, just like, yeah, like they went from this to be doing this, like that's freaking awesome for them.
It makes me really happy. Shine. You gotta step up.
Oh, yeah,
you gotta start grinding content creation.
Yeah, if like, I don't know, I do a lot of behind the scenes stuff for content creators.
So that would mean you have a world of collabs open to you as well, though.
I guess. I just, in a way, I feel bad asking. I don't know. I'm just like, you know, like, thanks for like maybe work for you. I get afraid of asking anything that would entail, like, I don't know. It makes me feel like selfish in a way. I don't know. Because I know like a lot of creators like face, just being hard to gauge if like a person is like wanting to be friends with them or wanting to just collaborate with them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I think I'm in a decent position. Like, I want to genuinely be friends with these content creators that I like,
yeah,
with, and I would love to. Obviously a lot of times it's harder than others, but I wouldn't ever force it. But like with Inside MC, it's very much a, I mean, I will start doing a bit of commentary, but for the most part the videos are collabs or interviews. For instance, I uploaded one today for the viewer here, I guess this is so you know when we're recording it. Is speedrunning better than Minecraft SMPs? And it's literally just a debate between President Poundcake and Kyle. I just gave them the topic. The topic is actually, is speedrunning more entertaining? But obviously for the title, that wasn't that good. So again, on topic, and just had him debate. I have another one coming out next week before this podcast, as long as I actually get it edited, about a different topic. So like, you know, I kind of have, yeah, established myself as, I also want to be genuine friends, but I'm not really using people at this point. That is just my brand.
Right.
A bit like Genius, I guess.
Same for me. It's like, I love being friends with everybody. I don't know. I like making friends. I, like, for me, it's like, I just want to be homies. Like, I don't care about, like, your numbers or whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, I care about the human, you know? Like all this virtual stuff, in the end of the day, is virtually. But, you know, you as a human, you're real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like, I want to be friends with the human, not the persona.
That's what I want to do as well. I guess I just want to reach out and talk to new people. But also, yeah. I mean, AJ, the old host, co-host of the podcast, he has started like a Minecraft. I think it should still be around by the time this podcast comes out. He started up a Minecraft SMP for like a charity he's raising money for. As of right now, he's raised £300, which is really, really cool. And even in that SMP, I literally found a village and I've just sat there on my own the entire time. Like, no one's come past. I mean, someone did come past me, but that's once. Like, no one's come past me. I've not gone to anyone. I've just been sitting there, vibing, doing my own thing. And it's like, it's such a weird thing. Like, I want to make friends and I'm also really talkative, and I feel like even this podcast, like, I'm quite good at like welcoming and doing the podcast. But when it comes to like actually doing like forcing an interaction, I just can't do it. I just like sit in my own little like place. I'm just like, yeah.
No, definitely. If I was like, no, I figured out about the whole charity SMP so late, I was like, oh damn, it would have been so cool to be a part of, because for me, you know, I love fundraising, and I also love the fundraiser that they're fundraising for. That was a little bit of a mouthful, but it's so cool what he's doing and just like everything that's going on over there.
Exactly.
But I definitely would just be like, I don't know. I just kind of just like, for me, is that like, I just go up and kind of just make a joke and be like, hello. I die a lot. What's up?
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like I said, I mean, I interact with people quite well. Also, at the same time, like, I've just become kind of heads down, do my own little thing. I know, I like my own company. There we go.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'd also love to be in other people's company at the same time. A weird line. And I'll figure it out. with that then, obviously, you know, you mentioned a lot about how you had so many stars, you did a guild and all that kind of jazz. Let's talk about, you know, the one arm. So for anyone who doesn't know what it is, how it works, all that kind of jazz, obviously, once again, feel free to say how much you want here. How like, what exactly is it all? Like, why do you have only one arm?
It was a complication in the womb. I don't know exactly what the complication is called, but pretty much what happened was that my arm ended up getting caught in the protective wall in the womb, and that protects, obviously, you know, the baby. And my arm kind of got caught in that, and it just kind of just like suffocated it, you know, the blood flow and whatnot was cut off, and then so it kind of just like popped off. And yeah,
What happened to the part of the arm that popped off, dude?
We don't know.
Oh god, okay, well,
that's why I'm like, I swear to god, you know, whenever like I came out of the womb, it just kind of just like walked away, I'm telling you.
And obviously, as you grew and got older and got taller and like grew as a person, like your arm, like the part of the arm you still had, grew like completely normal, as if like as how my arms have grown, right, as well. Obviously, right. It just never grew back, I guess is the word. It, sorry, I really want to talk about it as well. I don't want to say anything that could come off as like bad or offensive. I also really want to touch on this topic. Again, if I push too much or say anything, feel free to. I don't want to like go into territory that isn't wanted.
No, don't worry.
So over the years then, how has that been the last 21 years then, only having one arm? Because I read through, I didn't get to read through all of it because I've just been really busy, but I kind of skim read it, your pinned tweet about how like you weren't really too open about it, you weren't really too fully comfortable because of like being bullied in school and stuff like that. How has it affected you over the years?
You know, it's definitely it was definitely a process to be able to become comfortable enough to just be really open about it. Because even as a kid, I would wear like really like long clothing and like multiple layers of just like, you know, I would wear like a shirt, and then under that shirt I would wear like, not under the shirt, but like on top of that I'd wear like a sweater, and then over that I would wear like a hoodie, all with long sleeves. So it kind of gave like the kind of impression that like I was wearing like oversized things, and my hands were kind of like barely poking out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so for the longest time I would just like do that, so a lot of people didn't really realize I had one arm unless they like kind of paid attention. And I also had a prosthetic too that was made like the same skin tone as mine, so I was really insecure about it as a kid. And it only really like, I guess, got worse until it got better, because I started getting bullied, and that was really bad. And, you know, I'm obviously not going to say too much about it here, but it was, like, not the best time in my silly little life. And so, yeah, that was really hard. And I didn't get much support from my teachers about it. No, none at all. It took them about 3 years to get to suspend the kid, like to suspend him and then expel him.
So weird. You think they'd give you a bit more support, no?
Yeah.
I think that has changed over the years, though.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I also went to a really small private school. My dad sent me to like my graduating class was 16 total, 16 students.
Well, okay.
So yeah, I went to like a really small little private school where like each grade was like 16 kids. And so like it was just like a very just like there was no secrets or having like your own private life at that school. Everybody knew everything. So when I was like getting bullied, like everybody knew, just nobody really did anything. And it was interesting. I don't know.
How come you don't use, I'm saying how come you don't use this if I know that this is a fact, but I'm going to carry on because I've started the sentence anyways. I'll just reread it. Do you still use a prosthetic or no?
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, there we go. Now I was going to say, how come you don't use it? But you do still use it. How often? Because I once again, this is just down to research. I noticed at TwitchCon you didn't use it, or at least for the pictures you weren't.
It's a very just like, it depends on the day because my prosthetic is about 7 pounds. And so over the day, it can get relatively tiring. And I knew at TwitchCon, I was doing a lot of walking, you know, and it was hot in there as well. And I just did not want to be like all like my prosthetic, like the socket all like sweaty and just musty. And I'm just like dying. Like, you know, my feet were already sore. I did not need to be uncomfortable in my own prosthetic. So I only really wear it if the weather is cool enough and, you know, I'm not doing anything too crazy. So, you know, like going to the store, I'll wear it or like, you know, I do wear it to work.
I feel like go on.
But even at work, sometimes I take it off and then in like the break room where I put my stuff, they'll just see like a random prosthetic arm and they're just like, what the heck? My first few weeks there was definitely a doozy for some people.
Well, during your breaks, you ever just like take it off and kind of just like, so like for instance, when I'm sitting at lunch and I finish eating my food, I have like a big water bottle that I take to work. I kind of just play with it a little bit, like shaking it back and forth on the table. Do you ever do that with your arm?
I do.
Okay, good.
I'm actually
it's such a weird thing to be glad about, but I'm so glad to hear that. I don't know.
I don't know. I just fiddle with it. Sometimes I'll just grab it and I'll just like, I don't know, I'll like mess with like the fingers or I'll just kind of roll it around.
Have you ever thought about making a TikTok that remakes the scene with Woody and Buzz Lightyear? Do you know what I'm on about?
Not.
Do you know what scene I'm on about? Where Buzz Lightyear's arm falls off and then Woody's like trying to get them to help him and the neighbor, so he's like holding the arm outside of the window. He's doing like the little
Gosh. Oh, that would be so funny.
That would be a fire TikTok.
You're giving me ideas.
See? Come to me. I got so many ideas.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do a lot more just like silly, goofy like TikToks. If you can tell, like I try to keep my TikTok IRL just like because I find TikTok, like looking at Minecraft clips on TikTok, just boring. I always skip them. Like my TikTok feed is so like just like full of just more IRL stuff because, you know, that's like kind of what keeps my attention. And yeah, and so like I don't know, I just want to do like kind of the stuff that I enjoy.
Well, you posted about your arm falling off and walking away, so you know you can do anything.
that tweet was something else. The response on that tweet, all the responses were hilarious though. That was a peak time.
So I feel like there's probably an obvious answer to this now that you have the prosthetic, but I'm still curious to ask anyways. When it comes to Minecraft, obviously it's your left arm that you're missing, right?
Correct.
How do you play games?
All right. So since I kind of have part of like my left arm, I have to like the elbow joint and then it just like cuts off and it's just like, no, nowhere to be seen. But I use that part of my arm to press my shift, control, in spacebar and my A and D when necessary. And then with my mouse, I have my side buttons as W and S, and then my regular just like right click and left click, and that's kind of just like how I play. I obviously have a much higher sensitivity than most, I think, so I can like react faster.
Wait, sorry, you're using I'm still struggling to get this. So you use your mouse with your right hand, right?
Yeah.
You have left and right click as normal. You have buttons on your mouse, but so you,
yes.
you do use your keyboard or you don't?
I use part of my keyboard. Yes.
How? Is that with your right hand as well?
No, it's with like the part of my left arm that I do have. I kind of just like kind of bend it over to press it.
That's crazy. And you were like, you're very good at the game as well. Like, that's mental.
Yeah, you know, definitely working on getting better. Definitely the shift from 1.8 PvP to like 1.9 plus PvP has been something.
Yeah, different combat system, kind of learning to.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like, so how well do you reckon you're doing a tournament then? Like, would you be able to play in a tournament aspect?
Oh, yeah.
I'm assuming, yeah. I'm more mean like, okay, let me reword that because I know you could play in a tournament. Sorry. How well do you think you'd do? Like, so let's say it was in a tournament between 1 and 40. Like, one of your regular ones, not Rising, just say you got invited to like Bayern Battle or Mania or whatever, 1 and 40. Where do you, I'm not going to give you a roster. I know it's kind of hard to say. How well do you reckon you're doing a 1 to 40 sense?
Right now, I could confidently say I could probably get top 20 with like my skills at the moment. But if I was at my peak, top 10, top 5, I will even say that. Like, I'll toot my own horn a little bit. You know, like when I was very competitive, like I could do some stuff that I don't understand how I did it. Like the block clutches I could do were something else. The CPS I could click so fast, like 15, 20. Now barely touch.
That's fine.
But yeah.
You'll get better as time goes on anyways.
Yeah, I need to unwash myself and just, like, focus, you know, get the grind in. But, no, I definitely have been, like, kind of just, like, not bothering, but at TwitchCon, because I got to meet so many cool people. Like Fruberries, for example. Like, I have asked him to, like, teach me, just like, hey, just like, how do you do this? Can you teach me? And so it's been kind of fun just learning things from other people. And yeah. And kind of just like also just kind of making it so I'm able to do it.
I gotta say, massive respect. You've done an amazing job. It's very, very cool.
Thank you. I try. But it definitely, you know, in a way, especially whenever there's like the haters, especially back when I was in like my really competitive Bedwars era, I would get sniped a lot because of that, or just like kind of just because of like being competitive and stuff. So it was always kind of nice just to be like, oh, well, looks like you still lost even though you're cheating. And I'm also missing an arm. How'd that happen, bud? Sorry. But,
I kind of really froze in the mud. But it's always
kind of nice. Yeah.
With that, then. So, oh, yeah.
Or what?
I was going to say, with that, then, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about? Or have we pretty much done a good job of covering everything?
Yeah, we've done a pretty good job at covering everything. You know? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah!
Okay. Well, with that, then, that sadly brings the end of this week's Inside MC.
Oh. Sad, but thank you.
No worries, thank you. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Before I do the outro, I would like to give this opportunity for you to promote yourself. Where can people find you? What are your ads on everything? Completely your choice.
Okay. Twitter and TikTok. It is Songly_Uwu. But on Twitch, it is just Songly. And you should totally follow because on Twitter, I'm almost at 1K followers. And on Twitch, I'm also getting close to 1K. So yeah,
you should
follow.
Well, that being said, this has been Inside MC. Thank you all for listening, and thank you, Songly, for being such an amazing guest. It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay safe. Don't eat too much bread. Peace.